operators. You shut them down much more than you did last season, but Darren McFadden still able to put some yards on there, and better, but not good enough, I guess, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's a good back. It's just you got to watch film and see what we missed wrong and hit the miscues and missed tackles at, and that's just come back, man. Bounce back next week, man. Good thing about it, we see these guys again, so just got to go from there.
Hey, Kevin, one thing I want to ask you kind of away from football. You were able to bring the flag out there with the team. How special was that with 9/11 and everything else to be a part of that?
Just trying to show respect to the tragedy that we had and to the people that we lost during that tragedy, man. So, I mean, if that's the way I can remember them and show them some honor, I'll do it.
Very good. Kevin, thanks. Good to
thank you.
Next week.
Kevin,
right,
things got a little chippy out there. Do you think that was maybe intentional on their part to get maybe your younger guys to do foolish things?
I mean, they said something in the early this week talking about they want to have a bully mentality. So, I mean, whatever, you hit a bully in the mouth, right? So, I mean, we hit them in the mouth, and they tried to do their little pushing and cheap shots, but it is what it is. I mean, game is played between the lines, man, inside the whistle, so.
It's Raiders Broncos football, isn't it?
Yeah, so something to look forward to, something to happen, so it'll be all right.
How much does it hurt or help to know that a lot of these things were self-inflicted, the turnovers, the penalties, I mean, the things that are fixable? You know?
And that's the thing where we can get on the film and make the corrections and get back to the film study and just go back to the practice and get back to work, so, I mean, and to correct it. So with that being said, I mean, we made a lot of mistakes on our behalf. I mean, it wasn't nothing that they did to us, or it was all us. I mean, and we would have a different outcome of this game if we wouldn't have did some of those things, so.
Kevin, how difficult is it? A guy who takes a lot of pride in what you do, knowing that you know that they're going to run the ball, you still can't stop them.
That's a tough one, man, because that's what our 4-minute defense is about, getting off the field and trying to get our offense back the ball. And I guess we failed as a unit today doing that in that little moment of the game. So it sucks, it leaves a bad feeling, man, but you just got to bounce back next week to Cincinnati.
The chippiness and stuff, that kind of stuff, it's stuff you guys normally don't partake in, it seemed like you did tonight.
I mean, you don't want to get pushed around. I mean, and you don't want to show no weaknesses at all. So, I mean, you just got to keep fighting, man, but you don't want to do nothing stupid to hurt the team either. So that's why we were saying you just get them back on the next play, man. Hit them in the mouth, and just bounce back next play. We knew they was going to come in and try to push us around and do all that stuff, but the game is the game. So, I mean, upper hand, I guess, goes to them today.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah.